1320 WILS. So what we know as of this week, the New York Times actually reported this, that President Trump's longtime personal physician, Dr. Harold Bornstein, revealed that he takes a daily dose of this drug called Propecia, which is used to treat male pattern baldness, but it actually has some potentially very negative effects, including permanent sexual dysfunction and mental confusion. A man that knows a lot about this is Spencer Coburn. He is the founder and president of the American Hair Loss Association, author of the book The Bald Truth. Spencer, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I saw your picture. You have a nice full head of hair. Have you had issues with hair in yourself?
I have. Actually, I started losing my hair at the age of 21. And I was lucky enough to actually do really well with finasteride, or the drug that is now marketed as Propecia.
Okay.
Now, for well over 20 years.
Really? Now, what does the drug actually do? How does it work? Do you know?
Yeah, I do. It actually blocks an enzyme called 5-alpha reductase type 2, which is the enzyme that converts testosterone into a byproduct called dehydrotestosterone. Mm-hmm. Dehydrotestosterone is basically what enlarges a man's prostate and shrinks a man's hair follicles. So if you're able to block that enzyme, you lower your DHT levels to about, by about 70%. Mm-hmm. And just by doing that, it can really prevent the miniaturization or the further, process of hair loss.
Now, there have been over 1,200 lawsuits against Merck, the company making this drug, saying they weren't warned about these side effects. How serious are they?
Well, I will tell you that clinically, only about less than 2% of men who use the drug for hair loss, the 1 milligram form, suffered with any type of sexual adverse side effects, compared to 1.8% in the placebo group. So it's, it was a pretty relative small percent. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until 2005 that we started to hear the first reports about these long-term adverse side effects, and they really started to pop up on the internet. So to this point, there's been no data showing any causal effects, meaning that it was actually the drug that caused these long-term adverse side effects in the men who are suffering with these side effects.
Have you had any side effects at all? You said you've been taking it for several decades now?
I've been on it for over 20 years, and knock on wood, as far as those side effects, I've had none. Who knows? When you take any drug for any period of time, I could be diagnosed with some bizarre form of cancer at some point. I do not know. But as far as the side effects that people are talking about, I have not. I've known no one in my personal life. And listen, I've been on the radio myself since 1998, mm-hmm. and not until really the last few years, we've never heard of this. It just didn't exist in that world.
Now, you're a hair expert. What do you think of Donald Trump's hair?
As far as what?
Well, in terms of any balding issues, does he look like he has any problem at all?
Yeah, he definitely has a problem, and that's why his doctor did probably, at least said that he's using finasteride. Mm-hmm. But there's no doubt he's 70 years old. All of that hair is his. Let's face it, no one's going to choose to buy a comb-over hairpiece. It doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. So he utilizes what he has. He saved what he has using finasteride. And it's my opinion as an expert, but I'm not a physician, that it appears that he's had some procedures performed, mm-hmm. which may have kind of affected the integrity of his scalp, and that's why he probably has to make that part so low.
Yeah.
But that is his hair.
Those are the wonder, hey, at this point in your 70s, you're a billionaire, why not just let it go, shave your head, just be natural about it? What do you say to that?
Well, he may not be able to have that opportunity. If he has had procedures in the past, then he probably has some scarring that would become visible if he shaved his head. Mm. So he's kind of locked into it. And, listen, it doesn't matter how old you are. I don't know if you're a hair loss sufferer yourself, but, at any age, I have guys who are 60 years old who are just starting to lose their hair. They call my show, and they are semi-suicidal. So it really depends whether or not you're equipped to deal with it. Now, society doesn't really allow men to talk about how it affects our lives, but believe me, I have guys who've changed their career paths based on their hair loss, and that may sound over the top, but there's different ends of the spectrum.
Why does it hit such a nerve for guys?
Well, I mean, it's like anything else, you know. Once, you look at yourself in the mirror, you see yourself a certain way, and then all of a sudden, that appearance is eroding. Imagine if hair really helps you to communicate to the world. Mm-hmm. And imagine if you lost, say, half of your vocabulary all of a sudden, and you weren't able to communicate the way in which you would like to communicate to the world. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the way hair works.
Okay, but there's so many men that lose their hair. I mean, do you think most of them have such intense feelings about it?
I would say that every man who contacts us does, and it's a $4.5 billion a year industry. So I would say that a lot of men do, because and you realize 99% of the products that are being sold that claim to stop and prevent hair loss don't even work.
Yeah, in this drug Propecia that President Trump himself is taking, is it the most effective one to keep the hair on the head?
Currently, it's the most effective FDA-approved drug to stop the progression of hair loss and to regrow hair, because it hits you at the hormonal level. So, yes, mm-hmm. There are other drugs that are used off-label that are effective, but as far as what's FDA-approved, it's definitely the most effective.
Hmm. And interesting you say this. You say the length of Donald Trump's hair, part of it may be necessary, you're saying, to hide potential scarring on the head?
Yeah, and again, this is just my opinion, but yes, it's the length of his hair and the way that he combs it is probably due to kind of the integrity of his scalp has been changed, and he has to wear it in that fashion in order to kind of cover some of it up. But that is his hair. I mean, if he pulls his hairline back, he has a relatively full hairline.
Right.
So yeah, I would say the length in the back, there is some camouflage going on, in my opinion. I don't know for sure. But look, he's 70 years old. I mean, whoever makes fun of his hair, maybe the coloring is off, whatever it is. Most guys his age would love to have a head of hair like that.
No, most guys at 70, I think, certainly don't have a full head of hair, at least. Spencer Cobran, find him at thebaldtruth.com, thebaldtruth.com. He's the founder and president of the American Hair Loss Association. Spencer, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.